Good morning. My guest this morning is Dan Earle from the Santa Rosa Symphonic Chorus. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Well, you've got a very interesting program coming up on Saturday, November 23rd. It says here, right before my eyes, that you'll be joining the Bach Choir and the Santa Rosa Symphony to perform the Te Deum by Arvo Pärt. Talk about Arvo Pärt, if you will. I find he's a fascinating composer. I've been listening to Arvo Pärt, coincidentally, at home lately.
Right. Well, he's an Estonian composer, first of all. I'm born in 1935, I believe. And since that area was taken over, shall we say, by Russia, he had some difficulty with them, and he actually moved to Germany and Austria, and actually ended up getting a German citizenship. His music was shared with the Western world probably in the early 1980s for the first time. I can't recall right off. Oh, Manfred Eicher. Recorded a number of his pieces.
And he's extensively recorded. There's a lot of his work.
There is now, but we have to understand that it wasn't until the early 1980s.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, in terms of people like you and me, that's not very long ago.
Not very long ago.
And in terms of the wealth of his compositions, it's quite amazing.
Now, a lot of his music is devotional, right?
Yes, it's sacred choral, or not just choral, but sacred music. Very, very definitely classical. But
so what is this particular program going to be like, incorporating, as it would seem, a second choir, a symphony orchestra?
Yeah. Well, Bob Wirth has put together a program called Music of the Spheres, Sounds of Eternity. And the first portion of the program will be works by Bach and Schütz and Durufle and Dupré and Handel. These are things that the Bach Choir has done over the last few years anyway. So it's inspired, and of course your audience can't see it, but this picture here was something that Bob came across from his mother, and this he's always been taken with this beautiful painting or whatever it is, and so he put this program together.
So this is going to be at the Green Music Center.
It is. It's going to be at Weill Hall, and we're really excited. I mean, Bob came to me I guess sometime during the summer and said, you know, I'm looking for another choir to join them on the Arvo Pärt piece. And, of course, at that time, I wasn't familiar with the Te Deum. I had done parts or all of the Magnificat. But so I went on YouTube and saw the Estonian Chamber Choir perform this and was just taken, it just impressed me so much I shared that with my board, and I said, is this something we want to do? And it's written for three choirs. It's written for a men's choir, it's written for a mixed choir, and it's written for a women's choir. And Bob was hoping that we would do, you know, he gave me a choice as what to do.
Uh-huh.
And I selected the men and women's choir partly because it's so much of it is chant. And that's a real large portion or partial of Pärt's music. Is Gregorian chant.
Right. Well, thanks very much, Dan, for alerting us to this. And what a perfect program for the holiday season. Arvo Pärt at the Green Music Center. Thanks for coming in. This is the Santa Rosa Symphonic Chorus, along with the Bach Choir and the Santa Rosa Symphony under the direction of Bob Wirth, performing the Te Deum by Arvo Pärt. It's Saturday, November 23rd, 3 p.m. at Weill Hall in the Green Music Center at SSU. Tickets are available at the Symphony office at 50 Santa Rosa Avenue or online at santarosasymphony.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.